Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hope everyone's well. And look, I'm open for questions here. This is a little different than our normal training camp opener, but fire away with questions.
Mickey Andrew Doak here from CBS in New Orleans. I know we've kind of asked, whether it's been you or Sean throughout this process, this sort of question in a very variation of different ways, but how much do you feel like your organization and team as a whole is set up pretty perfectly to handle unknown in a situation like this better than maybe other teams?
Yeah, well, look, I can't speak to other teams. I can only speak to what our experience has been. Look, I think it's an advantage that Sean and I have been together for a long time. I think it's an advantage that we have, a staff that's been together for a long time, as well as a core group of players that have been together for a long time. And look, we've been through a lot. We've been through a lot of things that are outside the norm of in the course of business. Now, this is different than all that. This is something that's unprecedented. And so I can't answer whether or not we're better equipped or less equipped to handle it, just because it's so different than, say, a hurricane or some of the other things that we've had to deal with.
Mickey, I know we've talked a lot about the players' concerns and things like that, but personally, have you had any concerns about the upcoming season just for yourself, your family? It's such an uncertain time for everyone.
Yeah, look, I'm the same as everyone else. We're all concerned. We're concerned about, the health of ourselves, our families, and really our entire community. You know, we've seen some devastating numbers and we're hopeful that we can get control of this. But I think that I would say, my guess is that I'm feeling the same way as everyone is, including yourselves.
Mickey, what are your challenges as far as trying to handle your normal duties and worrying about all the protocols and all that?
Yeah, good question. Listen, it's just been different because, look, we spent a number of months where we couldn't even come to the office, and so we're having to work at home, have to work virtually. I think our staff's done a great job of dealing with that. And yet it's not the same as having, face-to-face conversations and talking about, the nuances of different things that we have to get done. So it's been different. And yet, I'm really proud of our staff. We've got a lot of guys, particularly our medical staff, our trainers and doctors, and our administrative staff who have had a lot of work to do in a short period of time in order to, for us to adhere to these protocols. And so, we're grinding through it is probably the best way to describe it.
Mickey, can you, you mentioned the medical staff. I know David Griffin mentioned this when the Pelicans restarted. Do you talk about mental health or bring somebody on, since nobody's ever dealt with this before? They have friends that are opting out of the league and we're all kind of in uncertain times, and just the importance of that aspect of kind of wrapping your head around this.
Yeah, well, listen, we discussed that. We have mental health professionals that we utilize, and so the answer to that is yes. I don't really want to talk about it specifically, and I certainly don't want to talk about any specific individuals, but we do talk about circumstances and situations that have to deal with that, with mental health. Yes.
Mickey, how closely would you say you guys are following what's happening with the Miami Marlins and what that might mean for the NFL and how that's going? How closely are you looking at that? And what would you say is your opinion of how baseball has handled it so far?
Well, first of all, I don't have an opinion about it because I'm not qualified. I don't know all the details. I know what you guys know in terms of reading it They've had some players test positive, and some people in the building test positive. I don't think that positive tests are unexpected, and yet, you know, the quantity is and timing is probably the issue here. So, yeah, I mean, we're aware of it. I don't know that follow closely is the right terminology. Listen, we're watching all these sports. We're watching what everybody's doing and how they react, just because it's all new territory to all of us.
Hey, Mickey, testing, is there anything else players have been able to do while on campus other than testing?
No, just testing.
Hey, Mickey, what are some of the specific new things you can share with us that you guys are doing to try to protect against the virus?
Oh, man.
Sure, it's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. And look, I don't want to get into the details of that because I'll leave something out. But
I can be more specific.
Yeah, you know, we're doing all the things that you would expect. You know, we're planning for the best way to social distance. We're planning on, you know, how do we clean the surfaces and facility on a regular basis and as often as we can. How do we provide PPE to our players that, you know, how do we provide the materials that our players need in order to feel safe in the building, and our staff. It's not just players, it's our entire staff. So there's just a myriad of things, including all of the protocols that we've been given by the league. And then the things on top of that we might want to do that we feel are necessary here. So it's the volume is pretty big.
I guess to be more specific, because I know that was super broad, I was curious about the locker room because they have to be spaced out so far. Did you guys have to build a new locker room or use maybe the old Voodoo locker room, or how did y'all figure that out?
Yeah, look, we've done some modifications in the locker room. We've basically created some barriers between each locker that as part of the protocol and part of our EIDR plan that we sent to the league. So yeah, we have done some things. I mean, we're not moving walls. we're not tearing down walls, moving walls, but there's a number of things that we've done, and look, we're continually looking at that and saying, hey, what else can we do?
Mickey, did everyone report today other than the two tight ends that were listed as opting out on the transaction wire?
That's a good question. I think the answer to that is yes. I haven't heard anybody that didn't come that was expected to be here. So, but I haven't actually gone through and said and looked at it on a line by line basis to make sure that that's the case.
But nothing, no like contract holdouts or anything like that you know of?
No, nope.
Mickey, without the preseason and you know, the ability to scout other teams, like, how do you guys keep an eye on the cut down or, you know, players that maybe you didn't get a look at? Like, is there just going to be a lot of unknown guys? Is it going to be easier to hide people? Like, how do you think that plays out?
That's a good question. Look, we're clearly not going to get the looks that we normally get at new players into the league that get the opportunity to show what they can do during preseason games. You know, we don't have the ability to watch other teams' practices and you know, we're not going to have scrimmages that are open to the public. So the answer is that, look, we're going to have a lot less information this year. We're going to have to rely on, you know, college reports, prior year pro reports. That's the only way I can answer that right now.
Mickey, following up on that, I think everyone has a natural assumption that it'll be harder for undrafted rookies to make teams this year, or maybe more specifically ones that you didn't already have in a high opinion of, the guys who maybe used to catch your attention surprisingly during a practice or a preseason game. Do you agree that it's a harder path for somebody to change your preconceived notions over the next month?
Yeah. I think on the surface I would say yes, and yet I don't really know. I mean, listen, we're going to have these guys in our building, for the next month. We're going to have, a lot of time to watch them, to see them in meetings, to have practices, see them compete against the veteran players. So, look, I think we'll do a real good job of evaluating, but the evaluation will be different.
Hey, Mickey, has this been maybe a time, I know that every organization is a little bit clandestine, but have you reached out to your counterparts and talked about best policies, procedure, and how they do things, since everybody's kind of in uncharted waters here together?
Yeah, look, those conversations have definitely happened. It's not that I've reached out to every, you know, all 31 other teams, but there's a number of guys I've talked to, and, you know, we ask questions of each other. Hey, how do you handle this particular aspect? How are you handling that? And it gives you an idea of maybe somebody has a good idea that you didn't have. So the answer to that is yes.
Mickey, what is your hope and maybe your expectation for what the Superdome might look like for that first game as far as the number of fans that would be in there?
I don't have an answer for that. I just don't know. I don't know how many fans we'll be able to have, if any. That, you know, that's a decision that'll be made by, obviously the state and by ownership. So we'll have to wait and see.
Mickey, is it possible to bring somebody in for like a tryout or a physical or anything? What's the procedure there?
Tryouts are not allowed right now. And look, we're still, you know, part of the unknown is some of these procedures and processes are still, up in the air. They're still being determined. And we'll get that information as we go along. But right now, no, we can't do tryouts.
Mickey, is there a pretty good feel for how the team can simulate, I guess, game conditions while you weigh injury concerns?
I'm sorry, say that again, John.
Is there a feel for how you can simulate the game conditions that you won't have in preseason games and yet balance that against injury concerns?
We haven't really discussed that. I think, look, the intention here is we've got this testing period. We've got the ramp up period. We're going to have some, OTA level practices, and then we're going to get into our normal training camp practices, at some point down the road here. And look, those are intense practices. They always have been. And look, you're always trying to, get as close as you can to game-like situations, and that'll evolve, I think, as we get into training camp here.
Mickey, was there ever a consideration of moving to an outdoor stadium for this season, especially if there are no fans?
No, I haven't heard any discussion about that.
Mickey, as referring back to the Marlins situation, disruption of play happened less than a week into the baseball season. How do you gauge that there might be a disruption of play in the NFL, given how unpredictable this virus is?
Look, I think that the way we're proceeding is, look, we're focused on what we're doing right now. You know, how can we get the beginning of training camp going? How can we adhere to the protocols? How can we make it as safe as possible for our players and our staff? And we're not focused on that. You know, we're focused on the task at hand today, tomorrow, not what ifs about, if we have a lot of positive tests and there's a disruption. We'll handle that if it comes along.
When do you guys start looking at the cap? Like, do you see that as a big problem, or is that easily manageable going into next year with that 175 number?
Well, it's never easy. I'll say that. And having a lower number next year, significantly lower next year, will make it more difficult. No question about it. But look, we'll handle that. We'll manage it. And we don't know what that number is going to be. That's just, the way I understand it, that's the floor of next year. And we'll see what the results are for this year before that number is determined for next year. But look, I'm confident we can handle, we'll be able to manage our team and our roster under whatever cap we have.
Is that
Has that already affected any decisions about whether to potentially sign another free agent this year or re-sign a current player because now, you realize that the total, I guess, cap in future years is going to be lower?
Well, it just happened. So we just got that information, a few days ago. So I would say no.
Mickey, we haven't got your thoughts on the situation that occurred with Drew and the team last month, how it was handled internally by Sean and the team captains and the rest of the team. And are you confident that that thing's going to be behind you all going forward?
Yeah. Good question. I don't know that. I think our team and Drew have handled that. It's kind of, in some ways it's a private matter between Drew and his teammates, and I think they've handled that fine. And you know, I haven't had the opportunity to have a lot of conversations with our players yet. So it's tough for me to answer that fully, and yet, look, I think it's been handled well.
Mickey, can you describe what today was like just walking into the facility? Can you describe how it was different than other years, or maybe even similar to recent years?
Well, look, I've been in the facility here for, you know, a week or two, and it's definitely different, you know, because the players are just coming and getting tested. We're all getting tested. You know, there's we're trying to practice the social distancing, and look, even the building looks a little different here and there. So it's definitely different. You know, I'm more anxious to see what happens when we get all of our players here and how, you know, how we adhere to these protocols. We will adhere to them, but, you know, how that affects us on a daily basis. But look, we're all concerned. You know, I've seen a number of times that you know, GMs and coaches around the league have said rightfully so that, listen, COVID-19 is our opponent right now. And look, I agree with that. So we have to find the best way we can to deal with COVID-19 and win this battle first.
Mickey, how are you guys going to deal with roster size? Do you plan to go to 80 or stay at 90 until the cutoff point?
Yeah, we're still discussing that. We're still discussing it.
As far as roster size is concerned, and I know this is kind of a big picture question, but in your conversations with anyone high ranking at the NFL level, do you believe that as the season goes along, just because this is with COVID, it seems like things can change week to week, with roster flexibility and whatnot, is there any chance that there could be rule changes that could come depending on roster flexibility, how many guys you could have up on game day, just depending on the uncertainty of certain situations that could arise that, you know, you're just thinking two steps ahead?
Yeah, well, first of all, there's already been some things that have been done, you know, relative to size of the practice squad, having the ability to move players up and active from the practice squad and back down, return from injury, designated for return from injury, injury reserve has been loosened up. So they've already done some things. And look, we're all hopeful that those will be adequate in terms of making sure that our rosters, you know, work for us during the season. So look, if there's a significant change, I'm sure our league will address it. But I think we've already done a lot of really good things to address the potential of, you know, having guys that miss games because of the virus.
Mickey, is there anything you guys...
How important is that message to the players that how important is the message to the players that, you know, just how responsible they are and, you know, just trying to keep everything under control as far as what they do away from the facility?
Yeah, look, I think all of us, you know, we've been bombarded with information over the last 3 or 4 months. You know, you would have to, you know, be in a hole not to, you know, understand how serious, you know, the coronavirus is, and that we all have to take it seriously. We get that information every day, and certainly, you know, our league's done a good job of producing that information and disseminating it. And look, our players understand that. I'm not concerned that they don't understand the seriousness of what we're facing.
Is there anything you guys have decided to do that's not spelled out in the schedule that you know you guys specifically want to do, whether it's bringing guys in just position groups or groups of 20 or quarantining backup quarterbacks or anything? Is there anything you guys have decided to do as protocol?
Yeah, look, we're still discussing a few things. There will be some things that we do that are different than other teams. You know, we'll be definitely following the protocols, and yet, you know, if we feel like there's something that we can do that you know, enhances our ability to protect our players and our staff, then we'll do that. We're discussing a few things, but I'd rather not disclose that right now.
Have you decided on a first practice day yet?
Well, look, we're just trying to get through the testing and then in the ramp up periods before, you know, we're a long ways from practice days yet. So we've got some time.
And Mickey, for an actual football question, sort of, have you guys had any talks with Alvin Kamara and his agent about a new contract this summer?
Yeah, look, this is always a tough question. You guys always ask these questions about contracts, and I always say,
you love them.
I don't like discussing that. That's really, you know, between the team and the player until we're ready to announce something.
So that's I'm not going to answer that question.
That's a definite. I'm not going to answer that question. Yeah, that's a definite.
With the two opt-outs today, do you foresee any more guys potentially opting out?
Yeah. Look, I just don't know. You know, I'm a little surprised by the number of opt-outs around the league. I don't know. Surprise probably isn't the right word, but there's more than I would have expected day one. You know, and look, we got a couple, so I don't know how to answer that. I don't have an expectation one way or the other. It's such a personal decision, and I respect that for all of our players that do that. So I would say that I don't really have an expectation. I'm just like you. I'm waiting to see what happens here.
Do you ask? I mean, it's such a personal decision, but do you talk to the team about, is there a certain point that, you know, not that you put a deadline on something like that, but that you work with them to say if they're considering it, come talk to us, or how do you handle something like that?
Yeah, look, there's a deadline. They know what the deadline is. They've been informed. And so, look, it's a personal decision. I'm not going to try to talk someone into it or out of it. That's, I think, it's a personal decision. That's what we're going to leave it at.
Mickey, when we talk about the salary cap management, has your focus shifted in recent years? I think there was sort of a belief that maybe whenever Drew Brees retired, there might be sort of a year to catch up and rebuild. And now you've built such a talented roster top to bottom that have you shifted your focus to, we do not want to ever take a year off, take our foot off the gas. We want to be able to, you know, the year after Drew retires, we need to be able to afford a roster that can contend right away that year. Has that changed philosophy wise at all?
No, that, I mean, look, our philosophy is always, you know, we're going to do everything we can to get to and win the Super Bowl. And look, the nuances of, you know, within that can be a little different here and there, depending upon, you know, your team and your roster and who's coming up as a free agent and, you know, what the numbers are relative to the cap going forward. But I wouldn't say philosophically anything's changed.
Mickey, how curious are you to see, even if it might be limited, Jameis Winston in a Saints uniform? Obviously, no preseason games probably will hinder that and a lack of practice time. But how curious are you to see him within this offense and really not be an opponent twice a year for the last few years?
Yeah. Well, look, I think he's been fantastic in the things that he's done so far relative to our team. I've heard nothing but good things from everyone who's had any interaction from him. But look, I'm anxious to see all of our, all of the new players and you know, rookies, undrafted free agents, our free agents that we've signed, Manuel Sanders and you know, all the guys that we've been able to acquire. Look, I'm anxious to see how they do in our culture and I'm anxious to see the things that they can contribute to that. So look, it's exciting and it's fun to get started despite all the concerns that we have and all the things that we've had to do to prepare for this training camp. So look, I think we're all excited to get started here.
Did league business stall at all after like maybe that first wave of free agency? It seems like there's still a lot of quality players out there. Like, did the virus just kind of put a halt to things a little bit?
Yeah, look, I think that there's been a damper because of the coronavirus, because of the uncertainty relative to you know, the economics of the game. And look, that, you know, we haven't had the ability to bring somebody in for a visit that maybe we might consider otherwise. You know, happens an awful lot. You know, after that first wave of free agency, you know, you get interested in someone and you bring them in and you talk about, you know, what your vision is for the player and how his vision of how he might fit in. And so that hasn't happened. And so I would say, yeah, there's been, that's been slower than normal.
Is it harder at all, maybe just to even come to the idea of bringing maybe somebody in, given that they only have 3 weeks of practice to get up to speed? Does that weigh on your decision-making?
Yeah, you know, I don't know that it's as direct as that, and yet I would say yes. The answer to that is yes. It definitely affects your thinking of, you have to be, I think the main thing is you just have to have a firm vision of what the player brings to the table, as opposed to just bringing someone in and seeing what they can do, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and are you guys still looking for ways to improve, or do you feel pretty good with the guys?
Yeah, well, absolutely. We're always looking to see who's available, who's out there, you know, who can we fit in the structure of our salary cap. Absolutely.
Mickey, since
your fans are such a big part of what you do, I know you've talked a little bit so far about the structure of the Superdome and whatnot, but, you know, watching these baseball games is really bizarre for a lot of us, seeing no fans in the stands. I mean, have you thought about that? You know, the way your fans have impacted games in the past, if they're not there for you.
Yeah, well, I've tried not to think about that because you're absolutely right. You know, the atmosphere in the Superdome definitely has an impact on games. And if we don't have that atmosphere, we're going to miss it. There's no question about it. So, yeah, I've tried not to think about that too much.
Mickey, is there a way to
create an atmosphere
for a game? I mean, is there a way to, have you all discussed any way to create a home field advantage in that environment at all?
Well, no, we haven't really discussed that. We're open to ideas as long as it's within the rules of the NFL.
Hey, Mickey, since this whole process started and you let people back in the building, have y'all had to deal with any positive tests yet?
Well, let's see. How can I answer that? I have to be careful about what I can and can't say here. So,
right, I understand.
Right. I mean, you know, clearly Sean was positive at one time. He disclosed that. We've had a couple of other ones, but for example, yesterday was the first day of this 5-day testing, and to my knowledge, we didn't have any positive tests as of yesterday. From yesterday's test, today's test, we don't have the results from. But I can't discuss any individual results.
Mickey, Sean and Drew are entering their 15th year together. You've obviously been here for all of that. So, just from your perspective, what's been kind of the key to their relationship and making sure that they're able to keep it going without it's souring? I mean, you don't see a lot of professional relationships last this long.
Well, I think first and foremost, they're both, you know, ultra competitive people. And so, you know, their number one goal is to win and be successful on the field. And so that's a common goal. They have, you know, great communication skills, both of them. And look, the key to a long-term relationship is having success, right? And so we've had enough success that that keeps that relationship going, obviously. But I think it just speaks to the quality of our head coach and the quality of the quarterback.
Back to positive tests for a second. With Sean testing positive way back in March, has that, I don't know, helped you guys in terms of what maybe you can expect, like just his personal experience with it?
You know, I don't know that I would say that, just because, look, from what we read, it sounds like, you know, there's a lot of different types of personal experiences, you know, all the way from having no symptoms to having severe symptoms. And so I don't know that you can read anything into that. That's the best way I can answer that question.
How are you going to handle using the indoor field?
In what respect? We're going to use it, yes.
Yeah, use it for football type stuff.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, look, we've tested the airflow, and obviously we can open up the doors around the indoor facility to get airflow. So I'm not overly concerned about airflow in the indoor facility.
Mickey, for all these rookies, they're obviously going to have to learn quick in a limited amount of time, but particularly Cesar Ruiz, your first round pick. I know it's been tossed out there that, you know, there could be a possibility. Maybe he plays center, maybe he plays guard too. I know he has some flexibility there. We talked this week though with Unger And he talked about just the, you know, how much knowledge you have to be able to grasp all of what Breeze and Peyton want to do offensively. Because of that, how realistic do you think it could be, just based on your conversations with him and his cerebral nature, if you will? Do you feel like he has the ability to step in year one and play center if needed?
Well, you know, I think we definitely feel like he has the ability. And look, he, you know, we've had it, coaches have had a number of meetings with the rookies over the past, 2 months. So, and he's been, participating in that. Well, listen, that's all speculation, whether he can or can't do that. We're going to find that out in over the next few weeks. And so, you know, I don't really want to spend a lot of time playing what if, you know, sure. Can he or can't he? We're going to find out soon enough.
Mickey, I just wanted to follow up on what I asked real quick. If you can even say, were those positive tests, like staff, support staff, players?
I can't really say.
That's fine. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't painting it too broad, if there was anything you could say about it.
Mickey, can you just give us an overall expectation for this team? I mean, you all have had such good teams, won more games than anybody in the league the last 3 years. What are expectations from you for this team?
Yeah, it's a good question. Look, I think going in, listen, I would say everyone in our building feels good about our team. And yet we also understand that each year's brand new, because we won some games last year doesn't mean we're entitled to win them this year. But look, we feel real good about our roster, real good about our leadership, great about our coaching staff. And so look, all the elements are there but we've got to put in the work. We've got to put in the time. We have to get, we have to find a way to focus on football. And it's right there in front of us. So I would say, look, our expectations and our goals are to be successful, to go farther than we did last year and farther than we did the year before. So.
Mickey, is that Mickey, is that tough having those expectations with all the uncertainty that hangs over this season though, or how do you handle that?
No, it's not tough because look, we're all of us, all 32 teams are facing the same issues. I don't think that in and of itself makes those expectations any different or any tougher than anyone else. But we do have some things, some challenges, all of us do, not just in football, but all these sports. So we're looking forward to it.
Thanks, everyone, for participating today.
Thank you. Guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.